going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We are really excited to be joined by our next guest. His name is John Holt. He is with Fox 4 to get his thoughts on the stadium issue and the letter that we saw yesterday from Mark Donovan. John, happy to have you on the show today.
Hey, man, I'm no Jonathan Kett, but I'll do my best.
You know what? We appreciate that. We're happy to have you join us on the show today. Let's just start with this. What did you make of the letter? What was your impression of it?
Well, let's stipulate first and foremost, I know there's a lot of frustration, right? I mean, people want an answer. We want to get this solved, whether you're covering the story or you're just a fan. But, you know, these are business people. It's a business for them. It's entertainment for us. It's business for them. And I'm not a bit surprised at where we are right now and that the Chiefs, and I just learned in an interview with Senate President Ty Masterson, the Royals as well have requested the extension and thus the meeting on July 7th. So we'll see. Obviously, the letter from the Chiefs got all the coverage because it sure makes it sound, if you read Mark Donovan's letter, that the two sides, Kansas and the Chiefs, are very close. They're back and forth discussions for some time. And they just need a little more time to tweak things, reading between the lines. On the other hand, Missouri now has its own offer on the table. A lot of people think the states are playing against each other, so on and so forth. But, of course, they are. That's what business people do. They're not billionaires for nothing, right? I mean, that's where we are. And we're going to get an answer at some point. The Royals say they're moving. The question is, will the Chiefs, you know, re-up at Arrowhead and do some things with it to make it more revenue enhancing for them, or will they cross the state line and build a dome?
We hear this all the time, I think, in like personal decisions, like are you going to move with your heart or your head? It seems right to me that there is a business side of this. The best business move for the Chiefs is likely to build a new stadium, a new practice facility, and all the things that come with it in Kansas. Or the other side, which is a much more emotional, it's nostalgic, stay where you are. Your father built the stadium. You built this legacy and tradition. Like, if you were just looking at the debate that we are having, it's a really interesting debate because I don't know if either side is the wrong answer.
I don't, you know, put yourself in Clark Hunt's shoes. This has to be a very difficult decision for him. This is the house his father built, right? And, you know, founded the AFL, builds this iconic stadium, and the noise level's incredible. The setting's amazing. The Chiefs have so many great memories there. And yet, the business side, you're correct, Carrington, is they can host perhaps a Super Bowl for Lamar Hunt in a dome, but also concerts year-round, Final Fours. You get into that rotation. There's a lot to be said for that as well. As a Chiefs fan, I'm torn. I mean, I love Arrowhead Stadium. On the other hand, I get the business side. And that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier. For both teams, these are generational decisions, sometimes multi, considering how long you stay in a stadium. And they have to take their time and do their due diligence. And I found the interview with Ty Masterson interesting in that the Royals, he thinks a day or two before the Chiefs' letter arrived, in a phone call, also requested an extension. So clearly, they want time to compare and contrast the two state offers as well.
Right now, we're talking to John Holt of Fox 4, just getting his thoughts on the letter from Mark Donovan. John, what do you think of the Royals potentially moving downtown? You know, you've done news in this city for a long time, and this has been a debate for as long as I can remember. Basically, my entire life, they have been having the conversation on if the Royals should move downtown. It feels like this is a realistic possibility. At first, they, you know, for the longest time, they talked about the East Village. That idea kind of died. Then they wanted to put in the Crossroads, and the people pushed back very strongly, we don't want this. And now they seem to be entertaining a new idea that does sound like it has a lot of legs to it. What do you make of downtown baseball in Kansas City?
Well, I'm with you. I think that discussion has been going on back to the glass era. There was talk back in the day of the Royals coming downtown. I don't think that the city was ready for that or fans were ready for that. I think downtown baseball would be fantastic as a fan, having been to a number of downtown ballparks. On the other hand, I don't know that Washington Park fits their needs from a development standpoint. Remember, the idea is to build a district, as the Braves did in suburban Atlanta, and then use the revenue from hotels, restaurants, offices, even residential, to help build the coffers in a sport that doesn't have a salary cap. How do you compete with, hey, how about that? The Dodgers are in town this week. How do you compete with $300, $400 million payrolls? Well, you do what John Sherman's talking about doing. But does Washington Park, which seems to be the location that they're focused on, does that allow you to build a district and raise that revenue? The other thing that I truly believe has legs, based on the people we've talked to and the reporting we've done, is the Asperia, former Sprint campus in Overland Park, which would give them room to do some building around and build that district. The other option is Clay County, which also has plenty of room at the location they've looked at up there to do the same thing.
So let's say that the Royals don't move to downtown. Which of those options do you like the most? Is it 119th and Nall? Is it the Legends? Or do you like the idea that they would move up north to Clay County?
Well, I'm not one to share opinions as much, but let's look at the realities here. The Asperia campus in Overland Park creates major traffic and infrastructure concerns with no freeway access, right? You're close to 435, but a lot of that traffic is going to get off 435 or 69 and try to make its way through streets that aren't really built to handle large crowds. You also have the Jewish Community Center and its schools right there. How difficult will it be? You know, and they've made it clear to us that they're not moving. They were approached by the Royals, and they're not moving. The Clay County site, to me, it has potential because it does take advantage of an urban setting, but also maybe gives you a view of downtown, right? It's not in Kansas City, Missouri. It's not in Jackson County, but it still gives you that urban feel. I won't pick a favorite here, but I think those are the two competing interests because both of those locations give the Royals a chance to probably build that entertainment district or whatever you want to call it to enhance their revenue.
Right now, we're talking to John Holt of Fox 4, just getting his thoughts on the stadium conversation. There's been a lot of conversation from Kansas City that they don't need a public vote in order to push this for a downtown baseball stadium. They have the money from the state. They can redirect some other funds. What do you make of that plan? What do you make of that process that this could potentially not go to a second vote for the Royals, that they can kind of figure out how to pay for a downtown ballpark?
I think that's a very real possibility should the Royals opt for Kansas City. And here's why. There are other economic development tools out there that don't require a vote. The Port Authority. Yes, Kansas City has a Port Authority, which was originally, it's a state-derived authority that was in charge of the navigable Missouri River. But as you know, it's branched out to provide incentives and opportunities in other parts of town, apartments in Midtown, so on and so forth. It has the ability to issue bonds. You have the TIF Commission, which can do, you know, the same kind of thing. You take some of the money that's derived from new money that's derived from a development and pour it back into paying off bonds. So there are other ways. There's the rental car tax that helped build T-Mobile Center that will come but that will end at some point. You'd have to extend that. But again, that's tourists, travelers paying for it, not locals. So there are some ways to do that without a vote of the people. The Chiefs, on the other hand, if they're going to stay in Jackson County, I think it's quite possible. In fact, our own John Katz has reported this, that it could end up on the ballot separate from the Royals. It would just be the Chiefs. Would they need 3/8 cents, or could they get away with a little less? That remains to be seen. So that's out there as well. And there's a sense that maybe voters would be more inclined to say yes on something like that if it meant keeping Arrowhead in place, an improved Arrowhead with revenue enhancers for the team out there.
That was the main reason why I voted yes the last time that this came up as a Jackson County resident, because I just don't believe that we're ever going to be out from under that tax. I mean, if you want the teams to stay on this side of state line, I know that we live in this, that people don't want to subsidize for wealthy people and they don't want to pay for these things. That's just not really how American cities are set up. Almost every American city is paying into a stadium idea, so I just don't think Kansas City is unique in that. So I just voted yes because maybe it was what it was originally planned, where the Royals and the Chiefs split it. But I do feel very confident that eventually, and maybe we don't even get that opportunity, but if you want Arrowhead to stay where it is, then you're going to have to pay some tax into keeping it where it is.
And I think that takes us back to the point I made at the very beginning here, and that is these are business people who are going to get the best offer they can. They're not billionaires, for a reason. They know how to cut deals, to negotiate. That's what they're doing. They're doing their own due diligence. And the reality is, Carrington, as you just said, around the country, most of these stadium projects involve some kind of public help, incentives, sales taxes, whatever the case may be. That's just the reality of it. There aren't many Stan Kroenkes who are willing to build billion-dollar stadiums on their own, which, of course, was the case in L.A. with SoFi. And, by the way, he got all the district development rights around it, too, so he's a smart businessman, right? So I just think that's the reality. I think you're quite right, and I think if the Chiefs stay at Arrowhead, there will definitely be a public input and likely some kind of vote.
I'll get you out of here with this, and we appreciate your time. How close do you think we are? Because I feel like every 30 days they'll tell us, oh, it's close. I mean, we had the mayor of Kansas City on 3 weeks ago, and he was talking about that he thought that we were going to see renderings soon. It doesn't feel like we're really anywhere closer. It doesn't feel like this is happening at any point this summer that we are going to have clarity on this topic.
I remember earlier this year when a state senator in Kansas – in a committee hearing, publicly said, we're very close to cutting deals with one or possibly both teams, and by the time Missouri comes up with a package, it may be too late. Well, it wasn't too late. Obviously, we know they went to a special session. How close are we? Good question. I think we're closer to the end than the beginning. I do think, for example, Ty Masterson says they'll probably give them maybe till the end of the year, but at some point you have to, as a state, protect your own taxpayers, you have to say, okay, enough's enough. You've had time now for your due diligence. Let's make a decision. I think both teams realize if you're going to come up with plans, going to develop properties, you have to make a decision because the leases run out in 31. So the Royals say they're moving. The Chiefs could stay. Of course, you could always extend the leases, but I think we should know something hopefully by the end of the year. I'd love to say by the end of the month or next month, but we've been hearing that for some time, like you said.
John, I appreciate your time. I'll get you out of here with this last question. I'm just wondering if you consider you and I to be coworkers because of the great work that I do on Red Friday on Fox 4.
Man, you're part of the family. You're part of the family. And Red Friday, you're the man on Red Friday, let's face it. You think those morning show knuckleheads know anything about what they're talking about? That's why you're there. So thank you for your support of that program.
You know what? I've asked to be a part of the commercial promo next year. Like, I just want to be in the promo. I'm on there every single week. You can put me on the TV commercial. That's all I want to do.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a little something extra in your paycheck for coming in every week, right?
100%. That is John Holt joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work with Fox 4. Thanks, John.
Let's get this guy a promo. Let's get him a promo.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking for. That is John Holt joining us on the show today. Rob, I don't plan on leaving you anytime soon, but I do have another job. Every Friday during the football season, you guys see me on Fox 4. Giving expert analysis is what I do. I do a little bit of everything. I give expert analysis. I'll cook.
I see you on there eating more times than I see you giving expert analysis.
I mean, that's true. I do that sometimes,
You're
too.
You're eating good in the morning.
No, I am. You know what? I do want to – let's get back to the stadium in a bit. I have a Royals thought that I want to share with you guys. This is the Royal thought. I have lived in Kansas City my whole life, and I know how you guys feel about things. I can think of plenty of times when I went out to Kauffman Stadium. I went out to Kauffman Stadium solely to watch the other team. I wasn't there to watch Jason Grimsley. I wasn't there to watch Ken Harvey or Desi Relaford. It was, oh, wait, the Yankees are in town. You get to go see Derek Jeter. It was, oh, wait, the Red Sox are in town. You get to go see Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz and Curt Schilling and all of the great players that they had. The A's are coming in town. Oh, I want to go see Barry Zito. You guys get the point. Every series that the Royals have had so far this season, for the most part, has been about them or what they've accomplished as an organization. Maybe it was Alex Gordon weekend, but you were going out there to celebrate the Royals. Whenever the Yankees were in town, that was Jack Caglione week. I mean, it was great Aaron Judge was here, but that's not why people were you were going out there to see the star prospect, the young up-and-comer for the Kansas City Royals. That was driving the interest and the attention at the ballpark. This is the first series that reminds you of the Royals in 2005. I'm not saying that they're 2005 bad. I'm saying is that mindset. Hey, babe, I want to go to the ballpark because X, Y, and Z. You go to the Chiefs games because of the Chiefs now every single time. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. Sure, some games have more juice than other games because of the opponent, but you want to go see the best football team in the world. You want to go see Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones. It's always about the home team. The Royals have played so bad over the last 10 days or so. This series is not about the Royals. This series is about come watch Mookie Betts. This series is about come watch Shohei Ohtani. This series is about come watch the best team in baseball. Now, if the Royals win, great. I mean, I hope that they do win. I'm going out there tomorrow. I'd love to see a Royals win. I'd love to ride home with the Royals win. But if you purchase a ticket or plan on purchasing a ticket, you know deep down this has 6-2 Royals defeat written all over it. And you'll be happy they got to two. You'll be thrilled they scored two runs. They scored two runs this weekend. You might need to give McEachero a contract extension if they scored two runs this weekend. That's uncharted territory. That's where this Royals season has taken a turn. For the first series, every series that they've had so far at Kauffman Stadium has been about them or their history. It's either been about the 2025 team, the 14 team, or the 15 team. They have played to the point where it puts you back in 1997, where you're going out there just to see the opposition. You're going out there because Derek Jeter is playing. That's a bad spot to be in, where you're going out to the park just to see the road team and not the home team.
So I don't think it's as dramatic as 1997, and I think here's why. I think, and maybe we'll never know the answer to this, but I think fans' frustration with this team is overshadowing the allure of the stars coming in town. And maybe I'm just looking at it through my own lens, but Carrington, you mentioned when we were kids, hey, I went and saw Roger Clemens when he was an Astro. I don't remember the year. It was maybe 01, 02, it could have been 04, 05, 06. I mean, Roger Clemens was on the Astros. He was pitching on Friday. Andy Pettit was an Astro at that time. He was pitching on Saturday. I went to both games to see Roger Clemens and Andy Pettit. That was a cool moment in my life. I don't remember any part of the team for the Royals that year. But I think making the playoffs last year and winning a playoff series last year changed the calculus for fans. Because you're right, in 06, you weren't going out there to see Tony Graffanino. You were going out there to see Jason Giambi. But I think because this team carried expectations into the season, I think those expectations and failure to meet them are outshining the star power of Shohei, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts. The Dodgers are an all-star team. I think, and we talked about it earlier with attendance, I don't think you're going to see massive numbers this week because, ooh, the Dodgers are in town. I think the frustration with this team and the hitting and the runs and the scoring and all those things is overshadowing it, and that's good for the Royals. Not good in the fact that they're losing games and, you know, they're not scoring, but good in the fact that if you're John Sherman and you're the brain trust of the Royals, you want the fan base caring about your team, and I think fans right now are more frustrated with their own team than they are excited to see the road team, which is different than a 97, an 06, a 2010. I think expectations have changed the calculus a little bit here.
I don't disagree with you for the hardcore fan, but I do think there's some series that bring out the casual fan. You know, I think there is the fan that watches the games on television, but they only go to two or three Royals games a year. That's why Big Slick is such a big deal. That's a game that brings in the casuals. We talk about television ratings a lot on this show. You're going to have your hardcore. You know, there's a group of people that are going to watch the NBA Finals, and it don't matter who it is. Mm-hmm. But there are some people that, hey, you're telling me it's Game 7? Oh, I'm going to tune into the NBA Finals. That's what I think the Dodgers are, and that's what I think potentially Shohei, Mookie Betts, all of those guys are. I think they are a potential of a casual fan that doesn't go out to a whole lot of games. I just want to see them play. Same way the Cubs, same way for the Red Sox, same way for the Yankees, same way for that kind of team. So that's why I'm bringing it up today is the same way that you and I will go out there because we want to see Skeens pitch. Mm-hmm. I do think there is a group of people of, hey, Shohei's in town. Hey, you guys have been telling me how great this guy is. I want to go out there. I want to see him for myself. I got a chance to go out there and see him. And that's why I think, at least for the Royals, I mean, it's usually been about come see us. Hey, we got this great promotion. Hey, Bobby Witt Jr. is playing. Hey, it's Jack Caglione Day. Come pay respects to Eric Hosmer or Alex Gordon. If you're going out there for the Royals this weekend, what are you going out there for? You going out there to watch them lose 5-2? 6-2? You going out there to boo? You going out there to chant somebody gets fired? You're right. Morale right now is low. Like, it can't get much lower in terms of Royals fan morale than it is right now. You're right. It's not 2008. Man, right now, fan morale feel very – people want – the public wants someone fired. You know it's bad. Whenever fans will start celebrating people losing their jobs, you're in a bad place. You're in a bad place, especially in a place like Kansas City.
That's true. Let me say it this way, and maybe this is where we disagree on this topic just a hair. I think, and you're right, I think in 2008, if you went to a game, the casual would not know the 9 starters for the Royals, but they are out there, and they might be wearing Dodger gear because they know the Dodgers, or the 08 equivalent would have been the Yankees or whatever. I think this year, because of expectations and the playoffs last year and the star power of, honestly, Bobby Witt, that casual fan has gone to more games and feels a closeness to the Royals that they didn't feel in 2002 with the Royals, that they didn't feel in 1997 with the Royals. And I think that casual fan has already been at more games this year and has more likely than not walked out of those games disappointed. And I don't think, ooh, now Shohei's in town is bringing them out. I think there's a sour taste in the casual mouth. And I think, for your point about the hardcore versus the casual, I think that group on the left, that hardcore group, got a little bigger, and they're a little more frustrated with the team because of the lack of hitting.
Rob, can we spend a couple of minutes talking about this, and then I promise you we'll get back to very serious sports things that we need to discuss. You know we're not that far away from just me giving you new thumpings in college football video game, right? I mean, I gave you a handful of them last year.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth.
for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, it took me probably about a month to learn it.
You had to get up to speed.
Because I'm being serious. There was about a two-week stretch there where Rob was just giving me the work, and it didn't matter who it was with. I was losing to Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado State. I mean, it didn't matter. Remember when I just couldn't stop throwing interceptions? I was bad. But then I got good. I got in the lab. I practiced. And I started giving Rob trouble. I started giving Rob fits. Well, Rob, the rankings are out, if you were curious. This is how they have it ranked in the NCAA video game. Alabama, number one. Texas, two. Ohio State, Penn State, Notre Dame. That rounds out the top five. 6 through 10, Georgia, Clemson, Texas A&M, Oregon, and LSU.
I'm sorry, did I hear Bama is one? Is it 2011?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out in what world Alabama's the best team in college football this upcoming season. That's very confusing. Well, no, their quarterback is.
They have one elite player in the game. And they have one elite player in real life, too. I don't want to just like the game.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's amazing.
Ryan Williams is a freak.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Who's throwing him the ball this year?
Yeah, I don't know. I actually feel like Texas should be number one. I actually feel like Penn State's the second-best team in the country. Now, that's on paper, and you and I both know that Penn State is going to do
Penn State things.
Yeah, and Penn State's going to have, like, one big game against Michigan on the road. We're like, all right, hey, I want to see if you guys are different. I want to see if you guys are better.
And
no, you're not better. No, you're not better at all. You're about to lose, like you always do. They do this every single year. They end up doing this. But that is the top 10
I agree with you. I think Texas should be one. I actually think Notre Dame has a pretty good case to be number two. Penn State, I'm fine with. Maybe I've just been in baseball mode. I haven't really locked in. Bama and A&M are top 10 teams?
We do this every year. This is what we do. We pick one random SEC team to, like, outperform every year. Last year was Ole Miss with Jackson Dart. You remember
everybody was super high
on Ole Miss. That's what it is. Because then, you know, you got to have, like, your two or three teams you know are going to make the playoffs in the SEC, and then you got to randomly pick another one, like Tennessee last year. You got to randomly pick. People have decided Texas A&M is one of those teams, and according to the video game, they are the eighth-ranked team in college football this year.
I mean, again, I'm not
even sure if A&M's better than Missouri. I'm not sure they're better than Mizzou.
I'm out here scratching my head. I mean, what did A&M do? Like, do you know who I think should be the random SEC team? South Carolina should be the random SEC team.
If
we're going to randomly pick a team, college football, to put in the top 10 that's in the SEC just for the sake of doing it, I mean, maybe the best quarterback in the country no one's talking about plays South Carolina. A&M is just rich.
Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the Royals as the Royals are struggling offensively. Keep it right here. It's The Drive. All right, welcome back into the show. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. We are at Reiselman Nissan. We are up north. Tomorrow they're having a little car show. You can also come by here and you can enter to win a chance of winning Royals tickets. If you're super excited about watching the Royals lose 4-1 to the Guardians at some point this season, come on out here and you can get registered for some tickets. And we can make that dream for you become a reality. You know what I mean? I'm here to make people happy. That's what I'm here to do. If you want to come out here and register to win, how many can you get? Two or you get four?
You get two. You get a pair.
Oh, come on. We can figure out a way to get you a four-pack. Bring friends to the park. We'll figure out a way to do that. All right, this is what I'd like to talk about. And if you missed it, we're going to replay the best of Ty Masterson. He is the president of the Kansas Senate to talk about the letter yesterday from Mark Donovan. I'm on ESPN.com right now, and I just want to take a little bit of a look at the standings just to see if nothing has changed. I mean, after yesterday's Royals game, maybe they've moved up the rankings in runs scored. all right, I'm looking at the Dodgers. The Dodgers have scored the most runs in baseball. They have scored 462 runs. Oh, yeah, the Dodgers are coming to Kansas City this weekend. So the team with the best offense is coming into town this weekend. Then I scroll down a little bit. Oh, yeah, the Royals, they're 30th in baseball in runs. They're dead last. Just to give you guys an idea of where average is, 15 is average, right? There's 30 teams. That's the Minnesota Twins. That's 347 runs. The Royals are 80 runs off of the average team in Major League Baseball. 80, that's essentially two runs a night, you think about it. It's bad. I guess it's bad at this point. Really bad with where we are. This is the point of all of this. I told you guys yesterday in the 5 o'clock hour, in my opinion, today was we need to fire somebody. Maybe you think that person is the hitting coach. Maybe you think that person is the director of scouting. But I think with the way the Royals have played for the last 10 days, the Royals should have been in the business of letting somebody go to communicate to you guys, the fans, that they also feel how you feel and they are unhappy. In my opinion, the Royals not making a decision today, at least not to our knowledge, is, to me, can only really send two messages. Number one, the message is, they think they have things under control, which I would ask, based on what? Why should we believe that you guys have things under control? I mean, if you made the decision after another home sweep and another game of not scoring, for you to send the message of, we've got things under control, we've got it handled, why should we give you the benefit of the doubt on that? Or I would say the other option is, so that's number one, we have everything under control, we've got it handled. I guess in the same vein, we have the solution. Or the other thing is, we think this is acceptable. Those are the only two messages I think you can take from today. Nobody being let go. You're dead last in offense. You're dead last in home runs. You're dead last in walks. You do not do anything well offensively. You don't hit with runners in scoring position. You don't hit for power. You don't get on base. In that same way, we talked about what average is. The Royals are 190. The Royals have 192 walks. The A's have 264. They're 70 walks off of average. You don't get on base. You don't get hits with runners in scoring position. You don't hit for power. To quote Office Space, what exactly do you do here offensively? If your offense is this bad, and I made this analogy yesterday, you know, we all have performance reviews. I have them. You have them. I'm sure you guys listening, at your job, you have a performance review. And then your boss comes to you and asks how you're doing. You know, let's talk about your performance. What do you say if you're in charge of hitting if you're the Royals? Like, if you're the pitching coach, you got a lot of really good things to say. Hey, look what I did with Chris Bubich. Look at what Reagans was doing before the injury happened. Look at the bullpen. You can point to things that you're doing if you're in the pitching department right now. What's your sell if you're in the hitting department right now for the Royals, for a team right now that is by far and away the worst team offensively?
Let me propose a third option. Either that this is acceptable or they believe they can turn around. I believe there is a third option. By not firing a hitting coach or a coach, because you're not going to fire a player today. Could this be today them not making any move to the coaching staff, them signifying it's the player's fault? They are saying it without saying it. It's a talent issue. Maybe it's a bad luck issue. I know we have Vern come up in about 30 minutes. He always talks about how the Royals right now are going to the plate with runners in scoring position with one hand on the bat and one hand on their neck because they're going to choke. I think the Royals could be signifying today it's a player issue. And I think they've been selling us that all season long. How many times they brought up a minor leaguer, whether it be someone with big expectations like Jack Caglione, or someone that they just think, hey, he's tearing up minor leagues, let's even come tear up the major leagues. They've brought up John Rave. They've brought up Jack Caglione. They've brought up Drew Waters, and that has a little bit of success. They brought up Nick Lofton. They have signaled with all their moves this year, it is a talent issue. And outside of a major shakeup trade, which there are reasons a major trade can't happen today, you got to have two to tango. I think a third possible outcome of the no one getting fired today is they are telling you, and I think they've been telling you all year, this is a player issue, and it can't be corrected by a coach or a manager or a message or someone who looks at the video for pitchers. It could be they are telling you, we don't have the horses to compete right now.
And you know what? I don't think that is a bad take. then whoever is running, gathering the players, we can't let you pick their replacements. I'm not saying that J.J. Piccolo should be fired. I think we all know how this works. Chain of command. I've seen enough episodes of The Wire to know chain of command. You fired a lot of the runners to keep the Wire analogy going. That's what Hunter Renfrow is. He's a runner.
MJ Melendez.
You fired a lot of them. Now we're moving up the list on who needs to go next. And again, I what has the hitting coach done? Or what can you hand us? What evidence do you have that you should continue to work here? Based on what you've produced. We're in a production business, right? This is a results-oriented, yes or no, pass or fail job. They're dead last in significant offensive categories. Every team in baseball has scored more runs than them. The Royals have not won a game at Kauffman Stadium in the month of June, and their last chance is they have to beat the Dodgers. They might go winless in a month, an entire month of baseball at home. They have to beat the Dodgers, the best team, the best offense in all of baseball. That is standing between them and an 0-for month. I'd love to see the last time the Royals win an entire month at Kauffman Stadium without winning. So are we saying that could potentially be the, hey, you're heading into July, you've lost 13 straight at home, and you have now been swept for four consecutive series, and I'm guessing that the Royals probably won't score a lot of runs this weekend. Is Monday potentially that breaking point? Because you and I talked about this earlier in the week. They are in danger of losing a lot of people. It's not that long until football season. You can go without the FanDuel Sports app for a month. We are 5 weeks away from the Hall of Fame game. You go on one vacation. You got the 4th of July here. Next thing you know, you look up and you're at St. Joe. And then you completely moved on from the Royals. Next thing you know, you blink, you look up. Kids are back in school. They are in danger of losing a lot of people, especially after what looks like is I would be stunned if they won this series against the Dodgers. Maybe they win one game, right? It's baseball.
I think that's just as much about the Dodgers right. or the Royals,
yeah,
too.
I agree. I'm saying it's baseball. Like, yep. It's not the biggest shock in the world the Royals win one game against the Dodgers. We're talking about them getting swept for four straight series. We're talking about them not scoring at home for four straight series. And J.J. Piccolo is going to go on Fesco next week and talk about positivity and progress and how you guys got to keep your eye on the prize. I don't want to hear that no more, bud. I don't want to hear that no more, man. Not at all. I don't want to hear this conversation at all about positivity and what you know. We don't want to hear any of that. I told you yesterday, somebody's key card shouldn't work today over at Kauffman Stadium. You can decide who that person should be, a director of something. Fire the person who does group sales of tickets, whoever it is. I need to know that you guys understand what's going on and that you have made a decision that this is not tolerable and I don't like the work that you're giving me. That should have been the message that was communicated from One Royal Way earlier today. Coming up on the other side, if you missed it, we had Ty Masterson on the show. He is the president of the Kansas Senate. We asked him about the letter from Mark Donovan yesterday. We'll play it for you next. Keep it right here. So drive. We are really excited to be joined by our next guest. His name is John Holt. He is with Fox 4 to get his thoughts on the stadium issue and the letter that we saw yesterday from Mark Donovan. John, happy to have you on the show today.
Hey, man, I'm no Jonathan Ketch, but I'll do my best.
You know what? We appreciate that. We're happy to have you join us on the show today. Let's just start with this. What did you make of the letter? What was your impression of it?
Well, let's stipulate first and foremost, I know there's a lot of frustration, right? I mean, people want an answer. We want to get this solved, whether you're covering the story or you're just a fan. But, you know, these are business people. It's a business for them. It's entertainment for us. It's business for them. And I'm not a bit surprised at where we are right now and that the Chiefs, and I just learned in an interview with Senate President Ty Masterson, the Royals as well have requested the extension and thus the meeting on July 7th. So we'll see. Obviously, the letter from the Chiefs got all the coverage because it sure makes it sound, if you read Mark Donovan's letter, that the two sides, Kansas and the Chiefs, are very close. There's back and forth discussions for some time. and they just need a little more time to tweak things, reading between the lines. On the other hand, Missouri now has its own offer on the table, and so a lot of people think the states are playing against each other, so on and so forth, but of course they are. That's what business people do. They're not billionaires for nothing, right? I mean, that's where we are, and we're going to get an answer at some point. The Royals say they're moving. The question is, will the Chiefs, you know, re-up at Arrowhead and do some things with it to make it more revenue enhancing for them, or will they cross the state line and build a dome?
We hear this all the time, I think, in like personal decisions. Like, are you going to move with your heart or your head? It seems right to me that there is a business side of this. The best business move for the Chiefs is likely to build a new stadium, a new practice facility, and all the things that come with it in Kansas. Or the other side, which is a much more emotional, it's nostalgic, stay where you are. Your father built the stadium. You built this legacy and tradition. Like, if you were just looking at the debate that we are having, it's a really interesting debate because I don't know if either side is the wrong answer.
I don't, you know, put yourself in Clark Hunt's shoes. This has to be a very difficult decision for him. This is the house his father built, right? And, you know, founded the AFL, builds this iconic stadium, and the noise level's incredible. The setting's amazing. The Chiefs have so many great memories there. And yet, the business side, you're correct, Carrington, is they can host perhaps a Super Bowl for Lamar Hunt in a dome, but also concerts year-round, Final Fours, you get into that rotation. There's a lot to be said for that as well. As a Chiefs fan, I'm torn. I mean, I love Arrowhead Stadium. On the other hand, I get the business side, and that's kind of what I was alluding to earlier. For both teams, these are generational decisions, sometimes multi, considering how long you stay in a stadium, and they have to take their time and do their due diligence. And I found the interview with Ty Masterson interesting in that the Royals, he thinks a day or two before the Chiefs' letter arrived, in a phone call, also requested an extension. So clearly, they want time to compare and contrast the two state offers as well.
Right now, we're talking to John Holt of Fox 4, just getting his thoughts on the letter from Mark Donovan. John, what do you think of the Royals potentially moving downtown? You know, you've done news in this city for a long time, and this has been a debate for as long as I can remember. Basically, my entire life, they have been having the conversation on if the Royals should move downtown. It feels like this is a realistic possibility. At first, for the longest time, they talked about the East Village. That idea kind of died. Then they wanted to put in the Crossroads, and the people pushed back very strongly, we don't want this. And now they seem to be entertaining a new idea that does sound like it has a lot of legs to it. What do you make of downtown baseball in Kansas City?
Well, I'm with you. I think that discussion has been going on back to the glass era. There was talk back in the day of the Royals coming downtown. I don't think the city was ready for that or fans were ready for that. I think downtown baseball would be fantastic as a fan, having been to a number of downtown ballparks. On the other hand, I don't know that Washington Park fits their needs from a development standpoint. Remember, the idea is to build a district, as the Braves did in suburban Atlanta, and then use the revenue from hotels, restaurants, offices, even residential, to help build the coffers in a sport that doesn't have a salary cap. How do you compete with, hey, how about that? The Dodgers are in town this week. How do you compete with $300, $400 million payrolls? Well, you do what John Sherman's talking about doing. But does Washington Park, which seems to be the location that they're focused on, does that allow you to build a district and raise that revenue? The other thing that I truly believe has legs, based on the people we've talked to and the reporting we've done, is the Asperia, former Sprint campus, in Overland.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
And Park, which would give them room to do some building around and build that district. The other option is Clay County, which also has plenty of room at the location they've looked at up there to do the same thing.
So let's say that the Royals don't move to downtown. Which of those options do you like the most? Is it 119th and Nall? Is it the Legends? Or do you like the idea that they would move up north to Clay County?
Well, I'm not one to share opinions as much, but let's look at the realities here. The Asperia campus in Overland Park creates major traffic and infrastructure concerns with no freeway access, right? You're close to 435, but a lot of that traffic is going to get off 435 or 69 and try to make its way through streets that aren't really built to handle large crowds. You also have the Jewish Community Center and its schools right there. How difficult will it be? You know, and they've made it clear to us that they're not moving. They were approached by the Royals, and they're not moving. The Clay County site, to me, it has potential because it does take advantage of an urban setting, but also maybe gives you a view of downtown, right? It's not in Kansas City, Missouri. It's not in Jackson County, but it still gives you that urban feel. I won't pick a favorite here, but I think those are the two competing interests, because both of those locations give the Royals a chance to probably build that entertainment district, or whatever you want to call it, to enhance their revenue.
Right now, we're talking to John Holt of Fox 4, just getting his thoughts on the stadium conversation. There's been a lot of conversation from Kansas City that they don't need a public vote in order to push this for a downtown baseball stadium. They have the money from the state. They can redirect some other funds. What do you make of that plan? What do you make of that process that this could potentially not go to a second vote for the Royals, that they can kind of figure out how to pay for a downtown ballpark?
I think that's a very real possibility should the Royals opt for Kansas City. And here's why. There are other economic development tools out there that don't require a vote. The Port Authority. Yes, Kansas City has a Port Authority, which was originally, it's a state-derived authority that was in charge of the navigable Missouri River. But as you know, it's branched out to provide incentives and opportunities in other parts of town, apartments in Midtown, so on and so forth. It has the ability to issue bonds. You have the TIF Commission, which can do, you know, the same kind of thing. You take some of the money that's derived from new money that's derived from a development and pour it back into paying off bonds. So there are other ways. There's the rental car tax that helped build T-Mobile Center that will come, but that will end at some point. You'd have to extend that. But again, that's tourists, travelers paying for it, not locals. So there are some ways to do that without a vote of the people. The Chiefs, on the other hand, if they're going to
stay in Jackson County. I think it's quite possible. In fact, our own John Katz has reported this, that it could end up on the ballot separate from the Royals. It would just be the Chiefs. Would they need 3/8 cents, or could they get away with a little less? That remains to be seen. So that's out there as well. And there's a sense that maybe voters would be more inclined to say yes on something like that if it meant keeping Arrowhead in place, an improved Arrowhead with revenue enhancers for the team out there.
That was the main reason why I voted yes the last time that this came up as a Jackson County resident, because I just don't believe that we're ever going to be out from under that tax. I mean, if you want the teams to stay on this side of state line, I know that we live in this, that people don't want to subsidize for wealthy people and they don't want to pay for these things. That's just not really how American cities are set up. Almost every American city is paying into a stadium idea, so I just don't think Kansas City is unique in that. So I just voted yes because maybe it was what it was originally planned, where the Royals and the Chiefs split it. But I do feel very confident that eventually, and maybe we don't even get that opportunity, but if you want Arrowhead to stay where it is, then you're going to have to pay some tax into keeping it where it is.
And I think that takes us back to the point I made at the very beginning here, and that is these are business people who are going to get the best offer they can. They're not billionaires, for a reason. They know how to cut deals, to negotiate. That's what they're doing. They're doing their own due diligence. And the reality is, Carrington, as you just said, around the country, most of these stadium projects involve some kind of public help, incentives, sales taxes, whatever the case may be. That's just the reality of it. There aren't many Stan Kroenkes who are willing to build billion-dollar stadiums on their own, which, of course, was the case in L.A. with SoFi. And, by the way, he got all the district development rights around it, too, so he was a smart businessman, right? So I just think that's the reality. I think you're quite right, and I think if the Chiefs stay at Arrowhead, there will definitely be a public input and likely some kind of vote.
I'll get you out of here with this, and we appreciate your time. How close do you think we are? Because I feel like every 30 days they'll tell us, oh, it's close. I mean, we had the mayor of Kansas City on 3 weeks ago, and he was talking about that he thought that we were going to see renderings soon. It doesn't feel like we're really anywhere closer. It doesn't feel like this is happening at any point this summer that we are going to have clarity on this topic.
I remember earlier this year when a state senator in Kansas – in a committee hearing publicly said, we're very close to cutting deals with one or possibly both teams. And by the time Missouri comes up with a package, it may be too late. Well, it wasn't too late. Obviously, we know they went to a special session. How close are we? Good question. I think we're closer to the end than the beginning. I do think, for example, Ty Masterson says they'll probably give them maybe till the end of the year. But at some point you have to, you know, as a state, protect your own taxpayers, you have to say, okay, enough's enough. You've had time now for your due diligence. Let's make a decision. I think both teams realize if you're going to come up with plans, going to develop properties, you have to make a decision because the leases run out in 31. So the Royals say they're moving. The Chiefs could stay. Of course, you could always extend the leases, but I think we should know something hopefully by the end of the year. I'd love to say by the end of the month or next month, but we've been hearing that for some time, like you said.
John, I appreciate your time. I'll get you out of here with this last question. I'm just wondering if you consider you and I to be coworkers because of the great work that I do on Red Friday on Fox 4.
Man, you're part of the family. You know, you're part of the family. And Red Friday, you're the man on Red Friday, let's face it. You know, you think those morning show knuckleheads know anything about what they're talking about? That's why you're there. So thank you for your support of that program.
You know what? I've asked to be a part of the commercial promo next year. Like, I just want to be in the promo. I'm on there every single week. You can put me on the TV commercial. That's all I want to do.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a little something extra in your paycheck for coming in every week, right?
100%. That is John Holt joining us on the show today. He does fantastic work with Fox 4.
Thanks, John. Let's get this guy a promo. Let's get him a promo.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking for. That is John Holt joining us on the show today. Rob, I don't plan on leaving you anytime soon, but I do have another job. Every Friday during the football season, you guys see me on Fox 4 giving expert analysis is what I do. I do a little bit of everything. I give expert analysis. I'll cook.
I'm going to say, I see you on there eating more times than I see you giving expert analysis.
I mean, that's true. I mean, I do that sometimes,
too. You're
eating
good in the morning.
No, I am. You know what? I do want to – let's get back to the stadium in a bit. I have a Royals thought that I want to share with you guys. This is the Royal thought. I have lived in Kansas City my whole life. And – I know how you guys feel about things. I can think of plenty of times when I went out to Kauffman Stadium. I went out to Kauffman Stadium solely to watch the other team. I wasn't there to watch Jason Grimsley. I wasn't there to watch Ken Harvey or Desi Relaford. It was, oh, wait, the Yankees are in town. You get to go see Derek Jeter. It was, oh, wait, the Red Sox are in town. You get to go see Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz and Curt Schilling and all of the great players that they had. The A's are coming in town. Oh, I want to go see Barry Zito. You guys get the point. Every series that the Royals have had so far this season, for the most part, has been about them or what they've accomplished as an organization. Maybe it was Alex Gordon weekend, but you were going out there to celebrate the Royals. Whenever the Yankees were in town, that was Jack Caglione week. I mean, it was great Aaron Judge was here, but that's not why people were you were going out there to see the star prospect, the young up-and-comer for the Kansas City Royals. That was driving the interest and the attention at the ballpark. This is the first series that reminds you of the Royals in 2005. I'm not saying that they're 2005 bad. I'm saying is that mindset. Hey, babe, I want to go to the ballpark because X, Y, and Z. You go to the Chiefs games because of the Chiefs now every single time. It doesn't matter who the opponent is. Sure, some games have more juice than other games because of the opponent, but you want to go see the best football team in the world. You want to go see Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones. It's always about the home team. The Royals have played so bad over the last 10 days or so. This series is not about the Royals. This series is about come watch Mookie Betts. This series is about come watch Shohei Ohtani. This series is about come watch the best team in baseball. Now, if the Royals win, great. I mean, I hope that they do win. I'm going out there tomorrow. I'd love to see a Royals win. I'd love to ride home with the Royals win. But if you purchased a ticket or plan on purchasing a ticket, you know deep down this has 6-2 Royals defeat written all over it. And you'll be happy they got to 2. You'll be thrilled they scored 2 runs. They scored 2 runs this weekend. You might need to give McEachran a contract extension if they score 2 runs this weekend. That's uncharted territory. That's where this Royals season has taken a turn. For the first series, every series that they've had so far at Kauffman Stadium has been about them or their history. It's either been about the 2025 team, the 14 team, or the 15 team. They have played to the point where it puts you back in 1997, where you're going out there just to see the opposition. You're going out there because Derek Jeter is playing. That's a bad spot to be in when you're going out to the park just to see the road team and not the home team.
So I don't think it's as dramatic as 1997, and I think here's why. I think, and maybe we'll never know the answer to this, but I think fans' frustration with this team is overshadowing the allure of the stars coming in town. And maybe I'm just looking at it through my own lens, but Carrington, you mentioned when we were kids, hey, I went and saw Roger Clemens when he was an Astro. I don't remember the year. It was maybe 01, 02, it could have been 04, 05, 06. I remember Roger Clemens was on the Astros. He was pitching on Friday. Andy Pettitte was an Astro at that time. He was pitching on Saturday. I went to both games to see Roger Clemens and Andy Pettitte. That was a cool moment in my life. I don't remember any part of the team for the Royals that year. But I think making the playoffs last year and winning a playoff series last year changed the calculus for fans. Because you're right, in 06, you weren't going out there to see Tony Graffanino. You were going out there to see Jason Giambi. But I think because this team carried expectations into the season, I think those expectations and failure to meet them are outshining the star power of Shohei, Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts. The Dodgers are an all-star team. I think, and we talked about it earlier with attendance, I don't think you're going to see massive numbers this week because, ooh, the Dodgers are in town. I think the frustration with this team and the hitting and the runs and the scoring and all those things is overshadowing it, and that's good for the Royals. Not good in the fact that they're losing games and, you know, they're not scoring, but good in the fact that if you're John Sherman and you're the brain trust of the Royals, you want the fan base caring about your team, and I think fans right now are more frustrated with their own team than they are excited to see the road team, which is different than a 97, an 06, a 2010. I think expectations have changed the calculus a little bit here.
I don't disagree with you for the hardcore fan, but I do think there's some series that bring out the casual fan. You know, I think there is the fan that watches the games on television, but they only go to two or three Royals games a year. That's why Big Slick is such a big deal. That's a game that brings in the casuals. We talk about television ratings a lot on this show. You're going to have your hardcore. You know, there's a group of people that are going to watch the NBA Finals, and it don't matter who it is. Mm-hmm. But there are some people that, hey, you're telling me it's Game 7? Oh, I'm going to tune into the NBA Finals. That's what I think the Dodgers are, and that's what I think potentially Shohei, Mookie Betts, all of those guys are. I think they are a potential of a casual fan that doesn't go out to a whole lot of games. I just want to see them play. Same way the Cubs, same way for the Red Sox, same way for the Yankees, same way for that kind of team. So that's why I'm bringing it up today is the same way that you and I will go out there because we want to see Skeens pitch. Mm-hmm. I do think there is a group of people of, hey, Shohei's in town. Hey, you guys have been telling me how great this guy is. I want to go out there. I want to see him for myself. I got a chance to go out there and see him. And that's why I think, at least for the Royals, I mean, it's usually been about come see us. Hey, we got this great promotion. Hey, Bobby Witt Jr. is playing. Hey, it's Jack Caglione Day. Come pay respects to Eric Hosmer or Alex Gordon. If you're going out there for the Royals this weekend, what are you going out there for? You going out there to watch them lose 5-2? 6-2? You going out there to boo? You going out there to chant somebody gets fired? You're right. Morale right now is low. Like, it can't get much lower in terms of Royals fan morale than it is right now. You're right. It's not 2008. Man, right now, fan morale feel very – the public wants someone fired. You know it's bad. Whenever fans will start celebrating people losing their jobs, you're in a bad place. especially in a place like Kansas City.
That's true. Let me say it this way, and maybe this is where we disagree on this topic just a hair. I think in 2008, if you went to a game, the casual would not know the 9 starters for the Royals. But they are out there, and they might be wearing Dodger gear because they know the Dodgers, or the 08 equivalent would have been the Yankees or whatever. I think this year, because of expectations and the playoffs last year and the star power of, honestly, Bobby Witt, that casual fan has gone to more games and feels a closeness to the Royals that they didn't feel in 2002 with the Royals, that they didn't feel in 1997 with the Royals. And I think that casual fan has already been at more games this year and has more likely than not walked out of those games disappointed. And I don't think, ooh, now Shohei's in town is bringing them out. I think there's a sour taste in the casual mouth. And I think, for your point about the hardcore versus the casual, I think that group on the left, that hardcore group, got a little bigger, and they're a little more frustrated with the team because of the lack of hitting.
Rob, can we spend a couple of minutes talking about this, and then I promise you we'll get back to very serious sports things that we need to discuss. You know we're not that far away from just me giving you new thumpings in college football video game, right? I mean, I gave you a handful of them last year. Now, it took me probably about a month to learn it.
You had to get up to speed.
Because I'm being serious. There was about a two-week stretch there where Rob was just giving me the work, and it didn't matter who it was with. I was losing to Kansas, Nebraska, Colorado State. I mean, it didn't matter. Remember when I just couldn't stop throwing interceptions? I was bad. But then I got good. I got in the lab. I practiced. And I started giving Rob trouble. I started giving Rob fits. Well, Rob, the rankings are out, if you were curious. This is how they have it ranked in the NCAA video game. Alabama, number 1. Texas, 2. Ohio State, Penn State, Notre Dame. That rounds out the top 5. 6 through 10, Georgia, Clemson, Texas A&M, Oregon, and LSU.
I'm sorry. Did I hear Bama is 1? Is it 2011?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out in what world Alabama's the best team in college football this upcoming season. That's very confusing. Well, no, their quarterback is.
They have one elite player in the game. And they have one elite player in real life, too. I don't want to just like the game.
Yeah, he's amazing. Yeah, he's amazing.
Ryan Williams is a freak.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Who's throwing him the ball this year?
Yeah, I don't know. I actually feel like Texas should be number 1. I actually feel like Penn State's the second-best team in the country. Now, that's on paper, and you and I both know that Penn State is going to do
Penn State things.
Yeah, and Penn State's going to have like one big game against Michigan on the road. We're like, all right, hey, I want to see if you guys are different. I want to see if you guys are better.
And
no, you're not better. No, you're not better at all. You're about to lose like you always do. They do this every single year. They end up doing this, but that is the top 10 in the college football game.
I agree with you. I think Texas should be 1. I actually think Notre Dame has a pretty good case to be number 2. Penn State, I'm fine with. Am I this – like maybe I've just been in baseball mode and I haven't really locked in. Bama and A&M are top 10 teams?
We do this every year. This is what we do. We pick one random SEC team to, like, outperform every year. Last year was Ole Miss with Jackson Dart. You remember last year everybody was super high on Ole Miss. That's what it is. Because then, you know, you got to have, like, your two or three teams you know are going to make the playoffs in the SEC, and then you got to randomly pick another one, like Tennessee last year. You got to randomly pick. People have decided Texas A&M is one of those teams, and according to the video game, they are the eighth-ranked team in college football this year.
I mean – again, I'm not
even sure if A&M's better than Missouri. I'm not sure they're better than Mizzou.
I'm out here scratching my head. I mean, what did A&M do? Like, do you know who I think should be the random SEC team? South Carolina should be the
random SEC team.
If we're going to randomly pick a team, college football, to put in the top 10 that's in the SEC just for the sake of doing it, I mean, maybe the best quarterback in the country no one's talking about plays South Carolina. A&M is just rich.
Coming up on the other side, we'll talk about the Royals as the Royals are struggling offensively. Keep it right here. It's The Drive. All right. Coming up on the other side, we have so much to get into. We are going to talk about the stadium. We're going to talk about the Royals. Vern is going to be on the show. Shohei Ohtani is in town. He is going to pitch tomorrow. And we have an update. That's all I can tell you. Stick around. Rob doesn't even know what I'm talking about. But we have an update. I'll tell you what it is next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.